everybody. It's Allison Kramer with RE/MAX First, and I am here today with Kelly Noble Pogorelick. Is that correct, Kelly?
That is correct.
Kelly is a senior underwriter for Asbury Settlement and First Choice Title. She has been doing this about 19 years, so I think she started when she was about two in this industry.
About two and a half.
Yes. And what we're going to talk today about is what is it that Kelly does? When a buyer goes to get a loan, the lender starts talking about all the closing cost fees, and they mention title stuff. They mention, a fee for title insurance or things of that nature. And a lot of times a buyer absolutely has no idea what the lender's talking about. But so I wanted to give our listeners an idea of exactly what does a title company do for you? And what does Kelly in her position as a senior underwriter does when that buyer's loan goes over to the title company and gets ready to get processed for closing. So Kelly, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me, Allison. I appreciate it.
Good, good. Well, give me an overview of what it is that you do for a buyer or even a seller. We'll start with a buyer because that's probably a lot more aggressive as far as title search and,
right.
and things of that nature.
Right. Pretty much from the time that you ratify a contract and your buyer has found their dream home that you've located for them, it's my responsibility as the title company to search back the property records at the courthouse 40 to 60 years.
Depending
on, yeah, it goes back.
That's a long time.
And it depends on the type of property that you're going to be buying as well. What I look for is we look for any deceased owners back in the chain of title that may have interest, whether it be from their children that no one could locate, to unreleased mortgages, which are also the deeds of trusts, what we call them in our terms, for any judgments, any divorces, any bankruptcies, any foreclosures. What we do is we really take a look to make sure when you do move into your dream home, you have what we call marketable free and clear title, where you are the only owner of your new dream home.
So let's go through a little bit and describe an unreleased deed of trust. I've had that come up in some of my closings, and sometimes that's really simple. It could mean that the homeowner that's selling it had maybe a refinance, and it's still showing that the first loan was never paid off from the second loan. So those might actually be kind of the easy ones to get through.
Yes, yes. Those are definitely the easy ones. A couple years ago, when refinances were booming, it happened a lot where title companies and attorneys didn't have time to contact that lender that they paid off to get the release to put it of record. The problems that you'll run across is that a deed of trust or a mortgage has a general shelf life of 50 years, which is why we go back 60 years. So you could have a previous homeowner that would take out a deed of trust in 1970. That deed of trust may still apply because, as you know, most home loans are for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that wouldn't be paid off until theoretically year 2000. So we just go back and really try to make sure that we find every single blemish that will cause your buyer potential problems in the future.
So it starts at the courthouse.
Yeah, starts at the courthouse.
Probably spends many hours somebody weeding through those papers.
That's correct. It could take depending on how many owners a house has.
So this is this an actual manual physical person search? Somebody physically goes down there and that's part
physically.
Of what When they talk about title insurance and fees and the title binder and
mm-hmm.
the record and stuff, that's pretty much what the consumer or the new buyer is
mm-hmm.
paying for through their title fees.
Yes.
What happens if the buyer purchases the home and they go through and it doesn't appear to be any title issues, but something does come up? What happens with that?
Well, later on, probably what you're speaking about is they decide they're going to refinance a year after they buy their home, and another person goes down to the courthouse, finds something that, let's say, my company or any other settlement company has missed. That person, that owner of that property, would have recourse by going back to their title company who issued that title insurance policy. They will be protected. That title insurance company has to rectify the situation, whether it be to pay off what was found of record, whether it be a judgment or a deed of trust, or if there is an interest of another person back in the chain of title, that title company has to pay to take their interest off of the chain of title.
Wow. So a buyer has to has to, the lender actually gets title insurance on the portion of the money that they loan to the buyer.
Yes.
And then the buyer also has their own policy, and that mm-hmm. is why it's essential for the buyer to have their own policy, because if something did come up, the lender is protected, but the buyer could lose everything.
Everything. We had a situation a few years ago that a gentleman bought a house from his neighbor. They used to just drink beer together. They were buddies. He didn't go through the proper steps. He didn't think he needed title insurance because he knew the guy that owned the house. A couple years later, he decided he wanted to sell it. We do a title search, and there's an $18,000 IRS judgment for non-paid taxes or unpaid taxes. Well, he didn't have $18,000 equity to pay off his friend who he bought the house from, his tax lien. So wow. He's stuck with this house for 10 years.
So that's a good point. It's not just owners. It's any kind of debts attached to the property that have been recorded at the courthouse as well. So these people mm-hmm. that are buying foreclosures and bank-owned and distress sales, you know, if you think you're getting a bargain, if you think you're just going to buy it outright from the homeowner and flip this home later, I mean, they really still need to contact a settlement agency mm-hmm. and make sure that a title search is done. So they could call you direct, even if they're yes. not working with their realtor, they still could, a personal for sale by owner and just a buyer, unrepresented buyer, could still call y'all and have those services yes. performed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially with foreclosures, like you say, there's a lot of people who lose their homes, unfortunately, in today's economy, have run into problems where there probably are judgments and different issues and liens that come up.
Great. A lot of good stuff. So if you are a buyer and you're wondering what in the world is title insurance, I hope that kind of helps. Kelly is at Asbury Settlement. They have a Virginia Beach location and a Chesapeake location. Their direct number is 456-5515. They can be located on the net as well if you just search Asbury Settlement. I'm sure anybody in their office would love to help you. They do have an attorney on staff as well so that you can get legal advice if you need. That would be Beverly English, and I'm sure she'd love to hear any questions or comments or even use their services for your next settlement. So thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to be looking at more title issues and title podcasts in the future. I'm sure Kelly will join me here in the next couple weeks and we'll come up with something else. So if you have any questions or specific things you want answered, please email me at ellisoncremer@gmail.com or Google Asbury Settlement and ask Kelly the question, and I'm sure we can include it on a future broadcast. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day and make it successful.